The Traveler's Journal, February 5th. Finding Fado in the Alfama. Lisbon is the capital of Portugal, the small but multifaceted nation in Europe's southwest corner. 600 years ago, its sailors were the first Europeans brave enough to navigate unknown oceans, and they extended Portugal's power around the world. Though its empire achieved greatness, by the mid-18th century, its time had passed. The empire left Portugal a rich legacy of art and architecture, but the loss of power and prominence also etched a dark scar of fatalism into the soul of its people. Fado is the musical expression of that ache. A tradition that grafted ballad lyrics onto African folk roots, fado is to Lisbon what the blues are to the Mississippi Delta. Literally translated as fate, fados speak to the ill winds that blow through life and our acceptance of them. Often performed by a female singer in a black shawl, they're accompanied by Spanish guitar and Portuguese guitarra, the flat-backed lute that gives fado its special sound. Elusive and haunting, fado is saudade, soul, heartbreak, and heart's longing in music, poetry, and ultimately a way of life. To hear authentic fado, Lisbon is the place to go. To tiny clubs and cafes of the Alfama, the city's old quarter. Lots of watered-down tourist fado is performed, but stumbling across the real thing can make you feel like a party crasher. Late at night, in tiny smoke-filled rooms, jammed with wine-stained tables, the music wells up from the soul of the fadista. Whether or not you understand the words of the fado, it can haunt you for life. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer. Check our website, travelersjournal.com.